Welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, friends. Wow. It's been a while. I decided to take some time off of the podcast. I thought I don't have to do this every single week, all year long. TV shows take a couple of months off. Other podcasts take a couple of months off. So why can't I take a couple of months off? So that's what I did. I took about 4 months. Yeah, almost 4 months off. So I'm back. And you know what a great time to be podcasting, because I am stuck at home, not working, and yeah, home alone. Lots of time to get things done and to see some growth in my life. Some things I've done so far is deep clean my home from top to bottom. It's the cleanest it's ever been. Spend at least an hour playing guitar every night, which I was not doing before because I was so tired and just didn't make the time for it. I've also been delving into some books I've had. I've had The Nightingale for over a year and never read it, never finished it. I started it, I would read a little bit at a time, but it's such a thick book. I don't know if you've ever read it. I would just kind of be like, I can't right now. But I'm really digging into it right now. I'm reading at least a chapter a day, if not more. So yeah, I'm feeling productive. I'm feeling good. It's crazy what we can do when we actually slow down our lives and are not always rushing to get to the next thing, to the next person, to the next event, and we just have to be present, right? And that's something I talk about a lot on the podcast, is just being in the present, not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future, but just being here now. And so it's great. You know, it's not great because I miss people, like actual people. I'm a teacher. I miss my students. Don't know when I'm going to see them again. We are going to make some videos, so at least I'll get to see their smiling, toothless faces. And I say toothless because they're 6 and 7, so that's prime time to lose your teeth. Yeah. Anyway, to the subject at hand, I asked my audience on Instagram, what are some things I can do for you right now? How can I help you during this pandemic? What do you need from me? And I thought of two things that I could offer you guys that I felt capable of providing to you. And one was journal prompts for the quarantine, like how to work through your feelings and what's going on and, you know, what to even write about. You're not living your normal life. So that was an option. Another option was emergency budgeting, because a lot of people are out of work right now. They're not having an income. And that's scary. I'm fortunate. I'm so fortunate and so grateful that my job, I'm still getting paid. I'm not working at all, but I'm still getting paid. I will continue to get paid. And, you know, perks of being a school teacher, I guess. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that. And I can't imagine not knowing when I was going to make money again, or when my next paycheck was coming. Which brings up the point, it's always good to have a side hustle, something else that you can sell and make some money on. So right now is a good time to start something you can do online, right? Online sales, online courses, selling old clothes, books, whatever you have around the house. Do that. You've got time. You got time to come up with something. So, you know, and I offer the emergency budgeting because I do the money coaching as a side hustle, and it's something I do feel confident in as a former accountant. I've had my fair share of spreadsheets. I love it. I love showing people how to make their money work for them and figure out the puzzle of where's my money going and how can I get it back and how can I make it go where I want to go. So those are the two things I offered, and it was such a 50-50 response that I'm doing both. Today, I'm going to share with you the journal prompts because that was the easiest thing for me to come up with. It took me like no time because I journal all the time and somewhat of a pro at making myself write out my feelings. So that one's already posted. It is on my Instagram, Sensitive Soul Bold Spirit. You can go there, click in the first highlight. I think I have it called Q for quarantine. Q freebies right now. I may rename it later because I'm going to add in the budget. But if you want it, you can go there and it'll give you the link to go download your own journal prompts. But I'm going to talk you through them right now just to give you a little bit more information because I literally just wrote a sentence and I'm like, this is how you can start your journal. So just to give you a little bit more encouragement. As I would do with my students, every morning I read them a writing prompt, and it's not journaling because it's not usually like, how do you feel about today? What do you see yourself doing in the future? But sometimes it is. Sometimes it's write about a fun time you had with a friend. What were you doing? Where were you? Who was with you? What did you do next? You know? And sometimes they need a little bit more encouragement past that. They need a little bit more guidance. I don't know if encouragement's the right word, but guidance as to what do we do with this. Some kids, when you say, okay, we're going to write today, and you don't tell them what to write, they just sit there and stare at the paper because they're like, I don't know what to write about. Henceforth, the journal prompts. And I'm going to quit talking now about it. And I'm going to go ahead and give those to you. I will also post the link in the show notes. So if you don't want to go to my Instagram, you don't have to. But it's there. And I do share lots of nuggets every day on my Instagram if you do want to check it out. Like I said, it's Sensitive Soul Bold Spirit. It used to be my name, but I thought, why not make it the same name as my podcast. It's easier to find that way, right? And my name has a weird spelling. So without further ado, here are your quarantine journal prompts. I don't know what that was. Number one, what positives have come out of this change in my lifestyle? So rather than looking at this as, I don't get to go play ball, I don't get to go to my concert, I don't get to go on my trip, I don't get to do this, I don't get to do that, I don't get to go out to eat, I don't get to whatever you were doing before, think about what is positive. Find the good. So are you getting more time with your family? Did you used to feel very rushed? Are you getting to slow down your life again from being so rushed and having the next thing to do and the next place to be? Right now, most of us, unless we're in the healthcare field or first responders, we don't have anywhere to be. And we're not supposed to be anywhere. So, you know, what are you doing with this time? Like my positives, like I feel like I'm getting better at guitar finally. Like I had felt like it was, excuse me, I've had allergies, I'm not sick. But I felt like my growth in the guitar and my learning had kind of stalled and it was stagnant. And I was like, I'm not getting any better. And honestly, I wasn't getting any better because I wasn't practicing. And now that I'm practicing a lot, I am seeing progress. I'm better. Hey, I can actually play this song all the way through, getting to each chord at the right time. I'm not like skipping on getting on 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm hitting on 1 instead of 2 or 3, or sometimes 4. And if you play a musical instrument, you know what that's like. It's getting to the next chord, getting to the next note is a struggle when you want to follow along with a song. Couple of songs I've been playing right now are You Say with Lauren Daigle, and I can actually play it all the way through. And I learned it a few months ago. And at the time, you know, I was like, this is good, but I was playing it at 75% speed. On YouTube, you can slow down the speed. Did you guys know that? So cool. Now I can play it at normal speed, and it's amazing. I can play Lover by Taylor Swift now. I can play, I just learned Out of Love by Alessia Cara. I can play it, and I'm amazed at myself. So what are you learning? What is coming out of this for you? Yeah, that's number one. So number two is, what can I control in my life right now? A lot of our lives feel out of control. We feel like the government has told us what we can and can't do. And for those of us who are control freaks, my hand is raised. It's hard. It's hard to not be able to do what you want, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, with who you want to do it. So what can you control? And this is actually something I journaled about myself a few weeks back when I was struggling with something else. And I had to think, what can I control? Because I can't control this. I cannot control another person. And it was hurting me. So you have to look at what is in your control and just go with that. So some things you can control right now is how I spend my time. What are you doing with your time? Are you watching TV? If you are, that's fine. You get control of that. Are you reading a book? Are you learning a new language? Are you learning a musical instrument? Are you creating a course? Are you learning to homeschool your children? Parents, I'm sorry. I feel for you. I'm a teacher. I've been doing it for 8 years. The first 3 years, I wanted to quit. It was hard. I just now kind of feel like I know what I'm doing and I'm comfortable with it. So, I'm sorry. It's probably not going to get any easier. Just give yourself a break. Give the kids a break. We're all struggling right now. So, what you can control, what you eat, whatever you have at home. Most restaurants are still doing takeout or curbside delivery or whatever you call it. You can still, most places, DoorDash is still working. Uber Eats, where they deliver your food. I don't know of any other companies, but I know DoorDash is here where I live. So you can control what you eat. So if you're eating junk, that's up to you. If you're eating something healthy, which is going to make you feel better, that's up to you. You can control what you watch. You can control who you talk to. We still have phones. We still have internet. We still have ways to communicate with each other. Maybe not in person, but we can talk on the phone. We can FaceTime. And you get to control that. You get to control what is on your TV. If you're watching Contagion or Pandemic, I don't know. Like, I'm not watching those right now because I don't want to panic. And I've never watched them because it scares me. I'm watching silly things. I'm watching funny things. I also really like cop dramas, crime dramas, so I'm watching those. I watch medical dramas like Grey's Anatomy. You know, that shows like that kind of make me feel like I'm not here. I know that sounds weird, but like I'm kind of transported to that place and I get to be part of that world for an hour or so. So thank you, Shonda Rhimes. And I appreciate your tweet about teachers last week about how we should make $1 billion a year. Thank you. So number two, what can I control in my life right now? Write that down. And you'll feel better. I promise. There's so much more that you can control than you're thinking about. You can control if you're working out or not. You can control if you are doing yoga, if you are breathing, if you are meditating, if you are journaling, if you are doing the things that you know make you feel better. Okay? Number three, how can I be of service to others? this is a great time to think about other people instead of ourselves. If we're just thinking about ourselves, we might feel sorry for ourselves and we might go down a deep dark hole. So you want to think about, how can you help others in this time? Is there something that you can help with them online? Can you go volunteer somewhere? Can you, I'm a teacher and I've seen a lot of teachers are like, hey, parents, if you need help homeschooling your kids, let me know. I'll help you. We'll work through this together. So that's all on, that's everybody's posting that on Facebook. But how can you, what do you have? What skills, what knowledge do you have that you could help others with? And maybe sometimes it's just calling up a friend who you know is alone and you want to make sure they're okay. Right? Cool. Number four, what am I grateful to still have? And I talked about these a minute ago, but what do you still have that you could be without and it would suck? So I still have electricity. And my lights are still on. I still have central heat and air. I still have internet. And I still have Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime and Amazon Video. I still have my books. I still have food. I still have fresh air. It's still raining outside. What? I mean, these things could not be here. They could shut down the power company. They could shut down Netflix. Like, be grateful that you still have these things, right? You still have them. It could be worse, right? Number five, how can I connect more with myself and grow from this? So a lot of this is, like I said, being in the present, especially if you are alone right now, if you are not with a husband or a wife and kids, you're spending a lot of time alone and you're really with your thoughts. So maybe it's time to be with those thoughts and write them out. Write out how you're feeling. And then ask yourself, why do I feel this way? How do I want to feel? How do I make myself feel this way that I want to feel? How do I get from point A to point B? And that's, you know, how can you grow from this? And you can even do some online therapy right now. Be a great time to talk with therapists. They're still doing online sessions, so you can still work on your mental health while you're here, locked up in your own home. And you know, you can go outside. I went for a walk the other day and it was glorious. I felt so good after being out in the sunshine. Now, I went to a place where I know, even on a normal day, I don't pass many people doing this walk. So I went there and stayed away from everyone else. I got fresh air. I got sunshine. I listened to my music. I was in nature and, you know, I felt very fulfilled. So, you know, do those things. Number six is, what have I learned about myself or others through this ordeal? So that kind of goes back to number five, is how can you connect more with yourself? So after you are connecting with yourself and you write these things out and, you know, why do I feel this way? Then you are going to be able to learn more about yourself and kind of understand yourself a little bit more and others. So these others could be people you live with. Maybe you're finding out that your boyfriend, I saw this tweet this morning, it says, I just found out my husband listens to Instagram videos on full volume all the time, not just first thing in the morning. So maybe you found out your husband or boyfriend is that guy. I don't know. I mean, that's something funny. And another person said, hey, why have you always breathed so obnoxiously? And I think that's just, you know, being stuck with someone. What have you learned about them? You could also find out that they're very gracious and helpful and kind human beings, and you are so lucky to have them. And this can even be about people who you don't live with, who you've just talked to. And maybe you have a little bit more to talk about right now. I don't know. You do have more time to talk for sure. Number 7 is, what do I want to do as soon as the quarantine is over? And I kind of wrote this one as my hope for the future prompt. And this is like just thinking about getting excited to do things that maybe were once very normal to you. Or maybe something that you're like, shoot, if I don't do this now, like, when am I going to do it? So some things I wrote down are, you know, start planning a trip or go to a concert. You know, I've been dreaming about going to Barcelona, Spain. I don't know if that'll be possible. I don't know when that'll be possible again. I also really want to go to the Amalfi Coast in Italy. Again, don't know when it's going to be possible to go to those places, but now I really want to go. I'm going to be researching and seeing, you know, all the places to go. I'm sure after this is over, they're going to need the economic boost of tourism, of people coming back, coming to their beautiful countries to see everything. So I'm excited to do those things after it's safe, of course. Going to a concert is something that was so normal before, but now, like, everything's been canceled. I even canceled Coachella and, what's the other one? Blake. Stagecoach! If you watch The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, you know what I'm talking about. So they canceled these huge concert events. Bonnaroo is in June, and it's usually in Tennessee. Well, it's always in Tennessee, but I think it's usually in June. I'm wondering if that will still be happening or not. I don't know. And it could even be like a sample concert. It doesn't have to be a huge event like that. Could be going to a local bar to see your favorite local band. I don't know. Could be going to an amusement park. I know I love theme parks, and a friend of mine is looking at moving to Ohio, and so I'm like, I'm coming, and we're going to Cedar Point, and we're going to ride the roller coasters. So yeah, Disney World, all those places, they're going to need us. They're going to want us to come back, right? Because they're not making any money right now. And the people who work there aren't making any money. So think about how you can support everyone. And if you can't support them now, how you can support them later. And bonus, this is not included on my list of journal prompts. But, you know, if you do have, you still have income coming in and you want to be able to support small businesses or local businesses, not obviously not Disney World, not a small business, but local restaurants, probably service providers like massage therapists and all that jazz, hairstylists, they're not seeing people right now either. One thing you can do right now to help them is buy a gift card or buy a gift certificate to come later. Even though you can't go see them right now, it would really help them to support their families moving forward, to be able to put food on the table, you know. Yeah. That's something that you can think about and that would give you something to look forward to doing when you get done, or when this is over, not when you get done. I know a lot of people have been saying, we're about to find out what everyone's true hair color is, right? Because we can't go get our hair done. We can't get our nails done either. So it's all coming unraveled. We're just being natural as we are. Okay, last one. The truth comes out now, and this is where it really counts. But number 8 is, how do I want my life to be different after this? We are going to have so much introspective time to look at our lives, what's going down, what we're actually doing with our time, that we can see where we're going wrong, where we want to change, where we want to make things different. And I don't know what that's going to look like for you. We all have such different lives, but how do you want to slow down after this, or do you like the fast pace of how your life was going? How can you slow it down? How can you spend more family time together? I don't know. So that's really kind of up to you. I didn't put any suggestions in this because I want to leave it open-ended. I'm not really sure on myself right now. I haven't journaled this one out yet. But I am interested to see what I come up with when I do start writing it out, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be making a lot of changes. So it should be interesting. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing me to have some time off without feeling guilty about it. I hope that you are all staying safe and calm and peaceful through this. I wish you nothing but the best. Check out my Instagram for some daily inspo and uplifting thoughts and weird things I do. It's Sensitive Soul Bold Spirit on IG. You can always DM me, or if you like this episode and you want to share it, put it in your stories. Make sure to tag me. If you don't tag me, I probably won't see it. So I would love to share your share on that page. Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, and until next time. Bye.